Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Or afternoon. It's afternoon. It's 12:18. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. In this year, 2022, we'll make it from the book of
Acts
to
Philemon.
Philemon. Can you say Philemon?
Philemon.
Philemon. That's right. Why don't we, well, we don't have coffee because it's noon. Why don't we pray and we'll get into the Lord's Word. Lord, we thank you so much for this day and we thank you for your Word. We pray now, Father, as we read your Word, that you would work in our hearts. Please teach us. Please let us follow in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. So we are at the very last part of the book of Philippians. What book are we in, Daniel?
Philippians.
Philippians chapter 4. And we're going to go from verse 8 to the end of the chapter, okay? Mm-hmm. Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 8. So, Nathan, why don't you read 8 and 9, and then I'll read 10 through 20, and you can read 21 and 23.
Okay.
All right.
Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you.
But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now, at last, your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned, in whatever state I am, to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. And you want to read 21 through 23?
Greet everything in Christ Jesus, the brother, who all with me greet you. All the saints greet you, but especially those who are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Okay, well, we have a big chunk of passage. Read through three different sections. First, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this?
About.
About. Let's let Dan do it, okay? B, what's the
best verse to summarize?
Good. What's the best verse to summarize? And C, what are we? Nathan can answer this one. What are we
called
to do? C, called to do. Right, what are we called to do? So verses 8 through 9. Right, this is coming off this idea of not being anxious about anything, but in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Therefore, what do we do? Finally, brethren, whatever things are
true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, of good, all of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
That's right. Meditate on
these
things. So should you meditate on ugly things? Should you meditate on impure things?
Nope.
Should you think about and rejoice in unjust things?
Nope.
What about things that are of bad report?
Nope.
What about things that are like of corruption?
Nope.
No, right? If you think about these things all the time, what's going to happen to your heart?
Your heart can become
these. Your heart can be filled with these things. You might not become these things, but you might become so anxious, so like, in your soul, like, you're going to deal with this right now, that you end up having a hard time trusting God. All right, so we shouldn't meditate on those things. The things that you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And what does it say in verse 9? The very last part of verse 9.
Yes. And the God of peace be with you.
And the God of peace will be with you. Right? Do you want the peace of God?
Yep.
Think about the things that are of God. Right? That's what he's saying. And then he says, in verses 10 through 20, what is he thankful for in verses 10 through 20?
The Lord.
He's thankful to the Lord for what?
For the love Philippians has been showing him.
That's right. He's thankful to the Lord for the love that the Philippians have shown to him. Is it a nice thing when people give to elders and pastors in the church? Yeah. Do we have much family around here?
Yeah.
No.
We have family around here?
Huh?
Who lives around here in our family? No, our family doesn't live here. They live in Ohio and California and Arizona. Do they live here?
No.
No? But do people forget about us during holidays?
No.
No? What do people here at the church do?
They help us.
They help us.
Sometimes send us gifts. We sometimes send them gifts.
Yeah, people remember us, and do they give you gifts sometimes?
Yeah.
Even though they're not your grandma and grandpa?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And do they still love you and care for you?
Yeah.
And does it mean a lot to you that they do that? Mm-hmm. It means a lot to mommy and daddy that even though your grandmas and grandpas don't live around here, that there are people in the church who show their love. Mm-hmm. That's the same way Paul feels. He says, it's not that, I wanted the gift itself. But he says it's the fruit that comes from your faith. Would they have given this gift if they didn't have faith in Jesus?
Nope, no.
No, and so he's thankful for that. But even if they hadn't sent him a gift, even if they hadn't been able to give him support, would he still have been content?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the word contentment means?
Fine.
Fine,
content
okay.
Content with what you have.
Content with what you have. That's like defining the word with the word. What do you think, buddy? How would you define contentment?
Being satisfied in whatever state you're in.
Being satisfied with whatever state you're in. I like that. Yeah, being satisfied with whatever state you're in. Right? So if he says that when he has much, what does he have? Contentment. And when he doesn't have much, what does he have?
Contentment.
Contentment. That's right. Because he knows that he has who?
Christ.
He has Christ. Can that ever be taken from him?
Nope.
Nope. And so what do you think the secret to contentment is?
Verse 13.
Verse 13? Oh, what does verse 13 say?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's right. He finds strength in Christ. So when things are going really, really hard in your life, how can you find contentment and peace?
Strength in Christ.
You can think about Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Can you rejoice in Christ?
Yep.
Can you sing the praises of Jesus?
Yep.
That's right. That's what this is calling us to. And so he says, indeed, I have all and abound in all. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things you sent, sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, a well-pleasing to God. Right? So is he thankful to them? That's right. What does he say in verses 20 through 23?
And you mean 21 through 23?
Is that what I mean?
Yeah.
21 through 23? Yep, you're right.
You're saying 20. Yep.
21 through 23. What's he saying in those passages?
A greeting and a blessing.
You just read the heading. A greeting and a blessing, right? Verse 20 is a doxology, right? All glory goes to God.
Mm-hmm.
And then verses 21 and 22, he's saying, what's up? He's saying, hi. Hey, tell everybody I said hi. Tell these people I said hi. Oh, everybody here says hi. And then what's the very last thing he tells the people in Philippi?
The grace of all the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
That's right. Do you know what that's called? What do you think? What's the
thing? The doxology.
Well, the doxology was in verse 20. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. That's a doxology. A doxology is a word of God's of glory. But in verse 23, it's similar to a doxology. What do you think, Dan? What's a good word? A good utterance?
Oh, the blessing.
The blessing? What's the fancy word for that?
Benediction.
That's right. He gives them a benediction. He leaves them with a good word, a blessing, a prayer for them. Right? So, what do you think? Mom's going to pick you up in a few minutes. And she says, what'd you learn in coffee and devotions? What'd you learn from Philippians? What are you going to tell her?
We learned that we can suffer through anything with Christ.
Okay, you can suffer through anything with Christ. What about you, Dan?
You have God, so what else do you need? God.
You have God, so what else do you need other than God? Yeah, right. For me, I think it's... set my mind on Jesus and those things of Jesus, and then I'll find contentment. But you know what all those sound like to me?
Verse 13.
Verse 13. I think we can underline verse 13. I'd underline 8 as well.
I'd underline 8.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would underline 8, 12, and 13.
8, 12, 13. Well, if you did 8, 12, 13, then I'm going to raise you and do 20 and 23. Well, I think we've covered calling for you. Do you know the secret of contentment? Do you know where you'll find peace? You guys ready to pray?
Mm-mm.
Lord, we thank you so much for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the peace that we have that comes from him. Lord, we pray that our minds might have perfect peace because we meditate on you, because our minds and our hearts are stayed on you. God, we pray that you would please build us up in our faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, do you two want to say goodbye?
Bye!
All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.